for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. It's Colgate Tooth Powder. And for a riot of fun, it's America's wacky, wistful, wonderful scatterbrain, Judy Canova.
Howdy, folks. Howdy, and welcome to Rancho Canova. I come back to the rancho to get some curative mineral waters from a pig lover boy. And yesterday, being Labor Day and the government not wanting us to travel, we had ourselves a big barn dance and food and just everything. You should have seen our master of ceremonies. He was sure the bow-leggedest man I ever did see. He told me he's the only fella that could take a bath with his legs around the outside of the tub. You know, they was soldiers there from all our fighting fronts. One soldier just back from Africa said my face reminded him of a girl he met down there. Say, what's a U-bangy? I said, well, if you don't like my face, then look at my figure. He says, ain't much choice, is it? But even so, I was quite popular with all the servicemen. As a matter of fact, they elected me the mascot. It was quite an honor, but I went around all night bumping into people. Shucks, I couldn't see with that muzzle on. Well, among the Hollywood stars that come, there's Cary Grant. You know, it was plumb awful terrible the way them women was a-flocking around him a-screaming and a-yelling. Well, I was plumb ashamed of my sex to see women act that way. Well, they practically tore my dress to shreds, trying to pull me off in his back. But, I finally did get a chance to dance with Mr. Grant, and when he put his arms around me, I says, shall I dance closer to you? He says, no, you're breathing in my hip pocket now. Then a Marine come over and asked me for a dance. He held me just like his buddies is holding the Solomons. Finally, he says, am I holding you too tight, honey? I says, no, I always wear my tongue hanging over my shoulder.
We really had fun at the dance anyway, though, didn't we, Judy? Say, what are you going to sing tonight?
After You're Gone.
Well, I'll leave now so you can start.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal that you've ever had on. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only after you've gone. After you've gone away. After you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying. You feel blue, you feel sad. You're gonna miss the dearest pretty little girl that you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. Today is the day I go over to the Indian reservation to get some of them curative spring waters for lover boy my pig. I wonder if Pedro has saddled the horses.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Judy. I don't want to ride a horse again today. That's all I've done for a week. Well, I've ridden so much my trousers are worn thin.
Oh, you'll come through all right. Come in. Oh, hello, Sylvester. What you want?
Well, a messenger just bicycled up for the message. And it's for you, Miss Juicy, Judy.
Thanks, Sylvester.
Hey, who's the telegram from, Judy?
Oh, gee, I don't know. You better read it, Mr. Niles.
Hey, it's from Chief Eagle Feather. He says, am giving Big Powwow at in your honor. Don't miss our big dance and weenie barbecue. Oh, hey, look, Judy. Look how he spells weenie. W-H-I-N-N-Y. Oh, he doesn't know his English.
You don't know his barbecues.
Say, I'm going to the reservation. Don't you think I look like an Indian?
Well, all but your skin. You should get somebody to make your face red.
Well, tell me a traveling salesman's story, Mr. Niles.
Okay, once upon a time
there
was a farmer...
Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey, Sylvester, what's the idea of the engine suit?
Well, Miss Judy, I'm going to the reservation to see the Indian princess. Oh, they say she's another Gypsy Rose Lee.
Well, Sylvester, I never heard of her.
You mean you never heard of Strip Poker Hauntus?
Well, folks, come on. We got to get ready to go. Where's Pedro? Pedro! Oh, Pedro!
Si, amigo, I'm coming. You call me, senorita?
Yeah, where you been, Pedro?
Well, I was down in the corral, senorita. Me and one of the cows are watching the cowboys play baseball.
Judy, you mean one of your cows likes baseball?
Yeah, but she sure hates the Yanks. Never mind that. Well, look at you, Pedro. Say, what's that hole in the front of your shirt?
Oh, I cut that hole myself.
You mean to tell me that you cut a hole in your own shirt?
Si, the doctor told me to keep an eye on my stomach.
Well, never mind your stomach. You just keep an eye on Lover Boy. We're going over to the reservation to get some spring water that the Indians use to cure all aches and pains.
Oh, don't worry about Lover Boy. I built a little house in the pig pen so I can watch him.
You built a house in the pig pen? Oh, a cabin in the sty.
Senorita, that was a little chili con carne. Say, can I go to the Indian reservation with you? I'd like to have a dance with you.
Oh, I'm afraid not, Pedro. You see, I'll be the only girl there that ain't a redskin, and besides, I'll be busy.
Well, if there are not enough white girls to go around, then Sylvester and I will draw squaws.
Pedro, you go on down to the corral now and saddle the horses. Mr. Niles, you better go along and hustle Pedro up. I'm going upstairs and get dressed. Geranium! Geranium!
Let's go through this door. After you, Pedro.
Senor, after you.
Oh, no, Pedro, after you.
Say, I'm after both of you.
Who are you?
From Vitamin Studios. We can use a couple of guys like you.
Oh!
Oh, the movies are after us, Senor Niles.
They are.
Oh, thank you so much for getting me to use Colgate tooth powder. It cleans my teeth so white. I give with a brilliant smile. Now the movies are after me. Oh, the ladies will love Pedro of the gleaming teeth.
All the ladies will love your dazzling smile? Say, remember, I use Colgate tooth powder, too.
And, Senor Niles, I will have the beautiful leading lady. And when I make with the love, she will say, Pedro, you are so sweet, even your breath is sweet. Kiss me again.
Of course you'll say that, because you use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. And Colgate tooth powder, as scientific tests have proved, stops oral unpleasing breath instantly in 7 cases out of 10.
That's it, Senor Niles. And because you tell me about this wonderful Colgate tooth powder, I will not let all the ladies love me alone. I will let a few love you a little, too.
Oh, well, that's big of you, Pedro. Thanks.
Say, you guys, do you want the job or not?
Of course we'll work for Vitamin Studios. When do we sign the contract?
What do you mean, contract? All I want is a couple of guys to lug film to the freight office.
Senor Niles, I have been betrayed. I have the dazzling smile, the shining teeth. But if they do not make a movie star out of me, all the ladies will not love me.
Aw, don't go off the deep end, Pedro. You don't have to be a picture star for women to love you. Just continue to use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date, and they'll love you because you have a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Don't forget, Colgate tooth powder.
Fellers, have you seen Geranium anywhere?
Yeah, it's honey upstairs here.
Where you been, Geranium?
Oh, I just came up the back stairs. You asked me to take Lover Boy out for his sun bath.
Oh, did you have him out?
I sure did. I've had him out in that boiling sun for 2 hours. And look at me.
Well, I want you to help me get dressed for the party at the reservation. Geranium, have you seen my girdle?
No, honey, I ain't seen your girdle. You know I don't wear one.
Well, that lets you out.
Say, honey, I sure wish my boyfriend Pomwar was here from the Army.
You sure are in love with him, ain't you, Geranium?
Yes, ma'am. Cupid done shot his arrow and hit a bullseye.
How could he miss?
You know, seriously, Miss Judy, I is worried about Pomeroy. Suppose he gets sent to them islands in the Pacific. He's liable to get himself a new mama.
Oh, don't you worry about him, Geranium. There are other fish in the sea.
I know, but they sure be hard to catch with this bait I got.
Well, come on now. Let's not worry about Pomeroy now. We got to get on over to the reservation.
I ain't going, Miss Judy. No Indian's going to scallop me.
Oh, don't be silly. Why, the chief wants you to come. He wants to see what you look like.
Well, you just take a picture of Miss Sophie Tucker and show him the negative.
All right, come on, Geranium. Let's see if Eddie Dean's ready to leave for the reservation.
Hello, Miss Judy.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Geranium.
Hi, Miss Dean.
Say, Miss Judy, I want to warn you to be careful of that old Indian chief. He's bad medicine. Mighty bad.
Keep that up and somebody will share you. Eddie, tell me, are you going to sing at the powwow?
Well, I got a little number ready here. It's called Goodbye, Little Darling. It goes something like this.
Goodbye, little darling, we're parting. Our love has only been a lie. You found someone new, there's nothing left to do. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, I'm leaving. Kiss me one tender last goodbye. I found out today I'm only in your way. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, I'll miss you. Just like the stars would miss the sky. Though we have to part, you'll always have my heart. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, don't worry. We'll meet beneath the Texas sky. I don't know when or where, but darling, I'll be there. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye.
Oh, that's good, Eddie. I think the engines will like that song. Come on, the horses is ready. Come on, Mr. Niles and Sylvester.
Hey, just a minute. I want to look in on Lover Boy, the pig, and see that he's all right. I'll just stick my head in the door.
Say, what's the idea of scaring a pig like that?
Oh, gosh. All I did was look at him like this.
Oh, cut it out, fellas. Come on, let's get started the reservation. Soon be at the reservation.
I hope so. When I started, I was a tenderfoot, but now the condition is spreading.
Hey, look, Judy. There comes an Indian scout.
Halt him. You can over party. I take you to Big Chief.
Thank you. This here is Mr. Niles, Mr. Dean, and Geranium.
What's that? You don't look so hot yourself.
Quiet, pale face.
Are you kidding?
Never mind, Geranium.
Come follow me. The tribe awaits you.
The tribe? How many men in your tribe?
42 bucks and a chief.
Who's the chief?
The guy with the 42 bucks.
Silence. We are approaching Seminole Village. Listen, you can hear them singing their Seminole war song.
Seminole cowhand from the Rio Grande.
Gee, these Indian gals are sure lucky. Three Frank Sinatras.
Step aside, paleface. Make way for chief.
must have been the super chief.
Greetings, children of the great white father.
Hey, Judy, this is the chief. I'll speak to him in Indian language.
Big chiefum, we are Canova party. We come seek 'em mineral waters to cure 'em, sick 'em, pig 'em. We smoke 'em pipe of peasum. You understand 'em?
Hey, boys, get a load of this jerk.
Hey, where do you Indians come from, Chief?
We come from upper headwaters, Winnebago.
We come from Crickin' Back Lumbago.
My, Miss Judy, what a tall, dark, and handsome man.
Quiet, Geranium. He's an Indian. He's a redskin.
Uh-oh, my mistake. He was standing in a shadow.
Miss Canova, we have great feast prepared. Me, great deer hunter. In your honor, me shoot 'em buck.
Me fade 'em.
Geranium, stop that now. Stop.
Yes, Geranium, we've got to make a good impression on these Indians.
Say, I noticed, Mr. Niles, that you're trying to make an impression on the Indian girl standing over there.
Why, Judy, I'm not trying to impress those girls.
Well, then roll down your pants leg.
We now start big powwow. Begin tom-tom.
Tom-tom. Tom-tom. Tom-tom.
What's the idea of saying tom-tom?
I broke my drum.
Hey, Miss Judy, I'm going to get in the dance. You know, I swing a heap, heap 'em, big 'em, hip 'em.
You know, you got a heap, big 'em, hip 'em to swing 'em.
Stop the dance. Here come Warrior Crazy Horse with prisoner.
Why, look yonder, it's Sylvester.
Yes, get your hands off of me. Get down. Tell this savage to release me before I slug him in the foot.
Me feel like I back by waters of Minnetonka.
Say, Sylvester, what were you doing?
Well, I was dancing around the fire with the other Indians and singing a Seminole war song.
Well, why did they grab you?
In my exuberance, I put out the fire.
Say, Judy, we'd better get those mineral waters from the chief and get back to the rancho.
Yeah. Chief, will these here mineral waters really cure my poor little pig, my poor little lover boy?
That water cure everything. This is old Indian herb water.
Well, give me a jug full.
Oh, Herb.
Yeah, Chief.
Give this lady jug of water.
Say, wait a minute, Miss Juicy. Why don't you get a jug of this stuff here? It's better.
Paleface, put down jug. You are drinking sacred Indian love potion.
Save a large portion of that for me.
No, this for our brave young men who are bashful in lovemaking. It give them courage when they woo.
Woo?
Woo.
Woo! Say, Sylvester, do you realize what you've done did? Why, that stuff will make you romantic and want to make love. Do you feel any effects?
I don't feel a thing. Let's neck.
I'm getting out of here. So long, Chief.
Come back, Miss Juicy. I love you. I worship you. Come elope with me.
Oh, don't be silly, Sylvester. Or you got a face that only a mother could love.
Okay, where can I reach your mother?
Now stop this minute. That there water's done gone to your head.
You mean you won't join me in wedded bliss?
Why, certainly not, Sylvester. But say, I tell you what I'll do if you behave yourself. I'll let you be the most important man at my wedding.
The most important man at your wedding? What shall I do, Miss Stoosley?
You can give me the shower.
Hey, Judy, before you go into your next number, I'd like to go into a huddle with all the girls listening in. Girls, today your chance for a big evening is apt to be a gift from the gods. That's why you've got to click quick. So be sure to use Colgate tooth powder faithfully night and morning and before your date. And then when your big moment arrives, smile, and he'll come in on the beam. Then what your smile invites, believe me, your breath will not turn away. For Colgate tooth powder actually cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, it not only removes dull surface film and lets all the dazzling brilliance of your smile come through, but at the same time, Colgate tooth powder stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10, as scientific tests have definitely proved. Simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder, and I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles.
Oh, Mr. Niles.
Yes, Judy?
I can't go out with you tonight for many reasons.
Well, but Judy, I haven't even asked you.
I know, that's one of the reasons.
Well, look, Judy, before you go anywhere, how about singing a song? What'll it be?
You'll never know.
Well, maybe, but sing it anyhow.
Never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. Ought to know, for haven't I told you so a million or more times? You went away and my heart went with you. I seek your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
Didn't help Loverboy McPig, so I reckon I'll just have to take him to the hospital. But I'll be seeing y'all next week at this very same time. And in the meantime, if you want a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate Tooth Powder. This is Judy Canova saying thanks a lot and good night, folks.
Good night, Judy. This is Ken Niles saying see you next Tuesday.
What is the 14-day palm olive plan? Yes, what is the 14-day palm olive plan?
Ladies, it's easy. It has been proved to bring lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 women. Here's all you do.
3 times each day, clean your skin with palm olive soap. Then each time, take 1 minute more to massage palm olive's beautifying lather into your skin like a cream. Then rinse.
It sounds simple, but listen. 36 doctors prove this palm olive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day palm olive plan really works. So get palm olive. See what palm olive can do for your skin in only 14 days. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.